This is WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We get an update on the happenings in Carbondale today. I sat down with Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams. I thought we could spend a little bit of time as we get started on this town and gown relationship that so many people talk about when it comes to the university working with the city and the city working with the university. We saw this semester a corresponding decline in enrollment. Again, it corresponded with the decline from fall. And the projections are that the numbers will be down again in the fall. Gary, you work a lot with economic development. You're talking to businesses that either want to move in or perhaps want to grow. How does the enrollment affect what you are able to do?
It's a big factor. It's in particular businesses that cater to college students. So a lot of businesses you would see near downtown, they keep a close eye on what's going on at SIU, and enrollment is a big factor on whether or not they make a decision to invest here.
Are there things that you are watching or perhaps trying to help in terms of recruitment or making things more make students want to come to Carbondale?
Yeah, kind of an overall theme that we've really been focused on, the council and then, you know, their direction and staff has followed that, is we want to bring the fun back to Carbondale. And I think that's been talked about a lot for a long time. But a lot of things we're doing downtown, trying to bring more events, and trying to make the city more presentable too. We think that by just making the community look more welcoming and looking like we're, you know, ready and open for business, that will make Carbondale more appealing to students.
Mayor Henry, when you were campaigning, I'm sure you heard from people who said, we've got to build up SIU in order to help Carbondale grow back to something that it used to be. What ideas do you still have? What are you hoping to still accomplish there?
Well, that was one of my central campaign themes, in fact, was part of the reason I decided to run. I just celebrated 50 years in Carbondale this year, and graduated from SIU in 1972. We need to keep working on the revitalization of our downtown. We'll have phase two of it finished, which will run from the Amtrak station to City Hall by move-in date this fall. Our free Wi-Fi initiative is just about to be up and running. It might even happen today or tomorrow. We do have parts of it running, but for the whole thing end to end, it's going to take another few days. When we surveyed students, that was one of the most important things to them, and it's also important to our businesses to have that free Wi-Fi available there, because it's what the students want to come in. And of course, I would appreciate free Wi-Fi downtown. You know, I can connect with my own business when I'm downtown. So
you've both talked about the revitalization of downtown, and I know one of the central parts of that would be the upgrade to the Amtrak station in Carbondale. I know that there was a grant process last year that unfortunately Carbondale was not successful in receiving a grant, but Gary, you're a candidate for a grant again this year, a federal grant?
Yeah, we have a very strong application, Jennifer. The Tiger program, it was actually interesting when it was opened again for funding this year, because the program started in 2008 during the Obama administration, and it was expired in 2016. So we were actually shocked that they opened it again, but they allocated about $500 million in funding. The problem with that program is it's been extremely competitive and very popular. So in 2016, there was $9.5 billion of requests to get $600 million that year. So you can see how competitive it is. But if you look at the grant program itself, our project really checks all the boxes. It's a regional project. It connects multiple modes of transportation, and it would be a key development for our downtown that would kind of complete the northern end of the strip.
Can you talk a little bit more about how this changes the way this Amtrak station is now? Right now, it's a train station, mm-hmm. but you're talking about a multimodal type of scenario, a bus station, a taxi cab stand, things like that. I'm sure, you know, Uber and Lyft and things like that could come into an area like this. Am I right?
Yeah, it's one of the things that's kind of gotten lost in conversation is that it's more of a bus and transit facility than it is a train station. We have three Amtrak stations a day, but we have three rural transits that operate in Carbondale, and they're disconnected. So this facility would connect them all in a central location. It would help them transfer passengers more efficiently throughout the region. And we would also have Saluki Express making stops there, Jackson County Mass Transit. We've spoken to local rental car companies. We've programmed the first bike sharing station here, and we've spoken to SIU. We had very preliminary talks with that. So it truly would be a multimodal station and serve the entire region, not just Carbondale.
Mayor, how important is a transportation hub like this for the city of Carbondale?
I think it is important for the city of Carbondale. I think it's important for the region. You know, many of the things that that we're looking to do are regional projects, and we need to really cooperate as a region. You know, we're sometimes we feel a little forgotten here in Southern Illinois, and we have a Southern Illinois Mayors Association, we have Greater Region Regional Planning, Southern Illinois Metropolitan Planning Agency, and we need to focus on these folks, get everybody working together all across Southern Illinois, river to river, and help each other.
Mike Henry and Gary Williams, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.